The Death-Defying Pepper Roux by Geraldine McCorkran. Read by Anton Lesser. Chapter 1. Birthday Boy. On the morning of his 14th birthday, Pepper had been awake for fully 2 minutes before realizing it was the day he must die. His heart cannoned like a billiard ball off some soft green wall of his innards. This had to be the day everyone had been waiting for, and he was terrified he would disappoint them, make a poor showing, let people down. His mother's face, when he entered the breakfast room, was ashen. He could not bring himself to meet her big-eyed, tear-brimming gaze, though he felt it follow him to the scrambled eggs and the cold ham. She never kissed him in the mornings. In fact, she never kissed him at all. Aunt Mireille had said his parents should not become too fond of le pauvre if they were to cope with the grief of losing him. His name was Paul, but when he was small and people asked him, he told them it was pauvre. After all, it was the name his mother had always used. Get dressed, mon pauvre. Eat up, mon pauvre. Say goodbye, pauvre petit. His little comrades at school were confused and called him poivre, and their mothers asked, Pepper? Why is the child called Pepper? It was all Aunt Mireille's fault. Unmarried Aunt Mireille lodged with her married sister. So when Madame Roux gave birth to a lovely little boy, Aunt Mireille was first to be introduced. Leaning over the cot, she sucked on her big yellow teeth and said with a tremor in her voice, "To think he'll be dead by 14, le pauvre." No.